Welcome back to the Barca Breakdown Podcast. My name is Adam. I'm here with my co-host, Yusuf.
Hey, guys. What's up? Like every time, we want to ask you guys, go follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Spotify. Leave us some comments, reviews. Go on iTunes. Leave us a positive review, hopefully, because you guys enjoy this pod, at Barca Breakdown, on all social medias that we have. We want to hear from you guys. We're trying to make some improvements to the pod. If you guys have any suggestions or any comments, please leave us those on our social medias. And yeah, I mean, let's get into it.
So looking at the game, I mean, it's become pretty evident that Luis Suarez's injury is really negatively affecting the team. Obviously, Dembele being hurt at the same time compounds this and makes it even worse. But man, we miss Luis Suarez. We miss his runs. We miss, you know, having that, you know, striker who can not only score goals but also make runs, kind of occupy some of the space of the center backs and help the team not just be messy ball, which it looks like we've kind of devolved into a little bit. And then Messi, you know, himself is not in the best of form right now. He's had a string of some rough games. So I guess when we get down into it, look at the lineup against Valencia. You know, we played at that 3-4-3 that Setien seems to like, that I think a lot of the fans are starting to wonder if we have the, if we're using our resources best in that 3-4-3. But we had Umtiti, who seems to be starting over Lenglet more, which is somewhat surprising due to how frequently Lenglet started under Valverde. So we had Umtiti, Piqué, Sergi at that back three. Then we had Busquets, Arthur, Frankie, with Alba kind of in the midfield, kind of playing as a fullback slash winger. And then up three, up front, we had Fati, Messi, Griezmann. What were your thoughts about the lineup when you saw it?
Okay, so let's start with the midfield since it was such a crucial part of today's game or yesterday's game. Right on paper, this midfield, Busquets, Frankie, Arthur, seems like that's the ideal lineup. What we wanted to see, what a lot of the fans wanted to see, all over social media, people seem to be, you know, very happy that this was what was coming out in
including myself.
Game against Valencia.
I tweeted out, and I think like you, I also saw there was a lot of buzz on social media before the lineup. People saying, you know, a lot of the big accounts that we follow, people were saying, "Oh my God, this is the you know, starting midfield we wanted to see." We were robbed of it last weekend because Frankie was suspended with that red card. But I, you know, even though this is the lineup that people seem like they want to see, in actuality, it doesn't look like the lineup in the midfield that's really being the most effective. Unfortunately,
no.
You know, throughout the game, what we saw was Busquets, Arthur, and Frankie weren't up for it. You know, they were making a lot of sideways passes. And, you know, even though everyone wanted Setien to come in and kind of change our style of play, it's looking a lot like it was under Valverde, which is, you know, no one making runs up front. And then our midfield not able to make kind of those incisive passes to anyone up front and get the ball moving positively in an offensive way. And that phrase we had about Valverde seems to be coming true a little bit under Setien, which is possession for possession's sake.
No, I agree. And he Setien seemed to make a comment even after the game that was like, you know, we had a lot of possession, seemed like just for possession's sake. But the one thing that I would say is different about Setien and Valverde is that Setien seems to recognize these issues and seems to address them publicly and voice those things. And that's something that I'm happy about because it almost makes it real enough that you can grasp that he knows that there's issues and he knows that, like, it's not just sometimes these things happen or it is what it is, right?
Yes,
that's
exactly.
Not very critical. Yeah, it's not critical. It's not inducive to you. Like, if you have a problem, right, you don't just say, oh, that's life. You usually go, well, how can I fix this? What are the issues at hand, and what are the solutions?
True, so, and I think get more into the game, you know, and talking about how it went, I mean, the midfield clearly was an issue, and the substitute of Vidal proved extremely clutch.
Sure.
But overall, yeah, I mean, the midfield just doesn't seem like it's really creating a lot of offense. And in general, you know, going back to the lineup and in the front three with Fati, Griezmann, and Messi, Fati doesn't look very comfortable on the right side.
No.
And, you know, he's young. We don't want to criticize him. Same thing with Setien, right? It's weak. You know, he's been the coach for, what, less than 2 weeks at this point, I think. And so, you know, we're not coming out and trying to be all negative like everyone else. We're just saying that the lineup isn't working as we started it today. You know, Fati on the right doesn't look very comfortable. He's also very young. And then, you know, that 3-4-3 also doesn't seem to be like it's a lineup that's setting up for our most success, because when you have Sergi Roberto as the back three, you see two big issues, right? One is that, you know, Sergi's biggest strength is definitely his offensive output. But when he has to play so defensively, we're not able to see him go up front. And then when Sergi's not up front on the right side and Fati's the only one there, we're not seeing Fati create a lot of offense. So our right side is, again, plagued by a lack of, you know, any pressure, any runs, any offensive output.
Mm-hmm. No, I totally agree. And that's what's making our right side pretty weak. The one thing we've talked about before under Valverde's reign, let's say, is that we don't have a lot of width, right? And with our right side being so weak, it's going to only create a lack of offensive opening of the game, and it's also going to pressure Messi more. And that's what we saw against Valencia.
Yeah, as a result of not having anyone on the right, what happens is the defense basically just says, okay, no one's attacking us on the right. Let's just focus inward, have, you know, the center backs really only care about Messi because Griezmann, you know, to be just frank, wasn't creating a lot of offense or runs.
No.
And so they just crowd Messi. He's not having his best string of form. I mean, I think it's evident to all of us. And so, you know, if Messi's not having his form and then all the players, you know, Griezmann, Fati, Arthur, Frankie, they all just want to give the ball to Messi. And so when he's not on form, when the center backs can just put their attention on Messi because Suarez isn't running, creating space because he's obviously injured, it just leads to Messi ball. And then, you know, the defense, I mean, think about it, right? If you're an opposing coach coming against Barca as we see it currently, you're just thinking to yourself, okay, let's just have two people mark Messi the whole game and then we're going to be fine. We'll hit them on the counter and we'll be good. And, you know, the other thing about how the lineup...
We saw that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean... The other thing about Sergio Roberto, not only are we missing his offensive output, but then on defense, on the second goal you saw, what happened was is that when there's only three at the back, sometimes it just leaves like one side wide open, right? There was a offensive player on Valencia who made a run, took Sergi out, and then they were just wide open to score that second goal. The other thing about the lineup that I've been noticing is that, I mean, the 3-4-3 basically means that Alba is playing a little bit farther forward, and so he's not getting the ball and being able to run with it because he's already getting it kind of so far up the pitch. He doesn't have that time to like let his acceleration, you know, run and create mismatches where the, you know, defense has to go and cover him. And so I think that, you know, having this 3-4-3 is really not the best lineup for us because it neuters Sergio Roberto on the right. And then I also think it hampers Alba's ability to run with the ball on the left and create offense. And like we said, Fati's just not really, you know, putting out a level for a team like FC Barcelona that are competing for three trophies right now. And so in what is, you know, kind of a depressing phrase, because I think it's been the same phrase we've used all under Valverde and ever since we've had Dembele, a lot of the season's really going to, you know, depend on Dembele's ability to be healthy and create offense. Because right now, I mean, Griezmann's just not doing it, right? I mean, we, you know, we kind of were talking about, well, at the weak game against Copa del Rey, against Ibiza, Griezmann scored two goals. We don't see him have that type of ability or situations where he's getting the ball with a chance to score that much under Setien so far.
But let's not forget the difference between the Ibiza game and Valencia was that, you know, in Ibiza we didn't have Messi, so Griezmann was able to play more of that, you know, nine center position or striker position. And so it gave him a little bit more opportunity. Even though he was a little quiet in the first half, he seemed to come out in the second half. But in today's game, he's being played, or on Valencia's game, he was being played on the left side again. And we know that he's been not very comfortable there. It's hard for him to make some connections, especially if the field is not being opened up by like someone or someone like Suarez, and Fati is on the right side, you know, not be able to create space. And so it just maybe doesn't provide the ideal position for someone like Griezmann. And we've talked about this, right? But there's too many issues that are compounding that we need to fix throughout these games. And it seems like the variables keep changing, which is kind of hard to account for. And that's why some of these issues that we keep having are structural, right?
True. I think
if we don't have... Go ahead.
I think, yeah, the big thing here, and we've been, you know, saying this for so long, is that we just don't have any width on this team. And so, you know, without Fati or Griezmann on the left or right being able to take on a player one-on-one, you just have them crowding the center, marking Messi. And then, you know, there was a few moments in this game where I think Frankie and Arthur could have taken shots, and instead they just tried to pass it to Messi. I remember that Arthur moment you really thought was pretty egregious, right?
Well, okay. So he had an opportunity. He was, I think he was inside the box. He had a pretty clear shot, to be honest. And I think it got the moment got the best of him. And he decided he was going to make a pass out to Messi on the right. One thing, I thought that he missed a huge opportunity to take a shot. I remember, Arthur, when early on, when he made that screamer of a shot in the back of the net, and he was so happy, and it seemed like, you know, this was the midfielder that we really needed, someone who's able to be very energetic, push forward, take shots when needed, and I didn't see that against Valencia. He decided to make this shot, or this pass, excuse me, to Messi, and not only was it a pass that killed the offense, but it also was just an awful pass. It wasn't
true.
Inducive to anything. Open up any opportunities.
I think definitely whenever I see Fati or Griezmann or frankly any of our midfield that was starting this game get the ball, like I think if you just like if you pause it and thought, okay, what they're going to do right now is they're going to figure out the way to get the ball either right to Messi or pass it to someone who can pass it to Messi. That basically covers what everyone was trying to do. And you know, like I feel like we're, you know, harping on it so much, but it's so true. Is like without Suarez to, you know, make runs and get the, you know, play 1-2s with Messi, it's just hard for, you know, one man to save the show. And, you know, it's being compounded by his poor form. I think the big thing we saw with the Vidal sub, right? So we gave away that penalty in the first half. I thought it was a pretty risky tackle by Piqué. Obviously, he got the yellow. They got the penalty, and Stegen saved it, which was amazing, right? We even though we're huge Stegen fans, I don't think we talk about him on the pod as much as maybe we should.
No,
he had a great save. You know, the first goal was a deflection off Alba. Wasn't much he could do, and the second goal, I mean, they just had a wide open shot, right? No defender on the Valencia player. But you know, that's the thing is that Suarez would do a lot of 1-2s. He would do a lot of dummies, and the midfield that we currently have didn't seem like they were interested in doing that. I mean, I still think Frankie is being played a little bit out of position. We're trying to make him like a wide midfielder, and that's not necessarily his role. You know, like we alluded to earlier, Vidal, when he came on, really changed the game. I mean, obviously, that counterattack and that second goal was really the dagger that kind of ended the game. But when there was a period there between like the 45th and like the second goal in like the 70th minute where the team was looking good, we were creating a lot of chances. And what Vidal provided that Arthur and Frankie and Busquets didn't is he's willing to play 1-2s with Messi. He was almost playing up front like a striker in a sense and, you know, putting some pressure on the defense that gave Messi the opportunity to kind of wiggle around and create good offensive chances. And so, you know, one of the key takeaways from this game, besides the fact that Setien needs to possibly move away from the 3-4-3 lineup, is that I think Arturo Vidal needs to be a starting midfielder for all of our games.
Yeah, this is what I want to talk about with him, is that he provides, and to touch on your point about the 1-2s with Messi, he provides a running forward and a passing lane, right? So some of these other midfielders decide to sit back and try to pass the ball forward without making any running or dribbling. While Vidal will maybe make a pass, run forward, and then get the ball, and then have Messi or another player run forward, and then he's able to pass that ball forward, right? So he's making offensive forward progression down the field into the box, creating space, creating pressure, while all these other midfielders seem to just try to make the passing ball forward. But a lot of the time, if that's occurring, Messi's not in the box. Messi's got to be somewhere else because that spot is crowded by their defense, right? So Vidal, I think, especially in these games where we're having a lot of trouble pushing forward and creating space, should be playing. And I think I agree. We should have him start more, right? I just want it to be more comfortable for him starting because I think he hasn't had a consistent starting gameplay. And so maybe his normal thought process of play might be different. I don't know. I would be happy to see maybe like a stream of 5 games Vidal starting and being able to analyze that, break that down and see how he does. True. That way we just have a little more data on it.
Yeah, I think in conjunction with that, I mean, you know, we're saying that we need to see Vidal more and see him in constant action. We are being critical of Arthur. He really hasn't played that much lately either, right? So because of his injury and his, you know, questionable brothel activities. So we kind of, you know, we also need to see Arthur get his fair chance to get into game form, get into, you know, a rhythm that he hasn't been able to so far. And then, you
know. Go ahead. Well, I was going to say, I kind of want to talk about, since we're talking about a lot of offense here and we barely touched on Ter Stegen's defensive abilities this game, I kind of want to talk about the defense and how it was affected by these two yellow cards that we got somewhat early on PK and Umtiti, right? So we got the first yellow, which was the penalty, like you said, and saved by Stegen, which was wonderful. You know, and then Umtiti's foul later on where he had to, like, pretty much drag the guy down to prevent maybe a possible scoring opportunity, right? Mm-hmm. That really killed our defense for the rest of the game, right? PK, Umtiti can't do too much when they both have yellows, and we know that they're not going to get subbed out, right? Our midfield was not doing great, so we know they were going to have subs there. And we just know that Setien didn't have anybody other than Aroha who would have been subbed in. We don't have Todibo to cover us. He's Manuel, on loan.
But you almost never see coaches do any sort of center back sub. No. And it wasn't necessarily that Umtiti or PK were playing too poorly. It was just that, you know, they had yellows, which, you know, neuters your ability to aggressively play D. I mean, I think a lot of this boils down, right, if you were to kind of distill our commentary, it's that, okay, the three at the back's not working, our midfield is not creating offensive opportunities, and we have no width in our attack. And they're all, you know, pretty related, I think. These were the issues we had under Valverde, right? I think part of the frame of mind that people need to have is, one, Setien's only had a few, you know, less than 2 weeks of time to get the players comfortable and understand what he wants them to do on the offense. At the same time, I mean, these are, you know, habitual issues that come down to our team and the players we have. You know, we don't have a true winger right now. Dembele is hopefully going to be the one who, you know, answers that somewhat, but we need to get a winger. We need to get maybe a midfielder who's looking to attack more, which, you know, that guy might actually be in Bayern. That's kind of something we should talk about when we get closer to summertime. But, you know, Coutinho maybe could be someone we could use now under a new coach, you know. I'm curious to see if in this winter window we end up buying a striker or a winger, because we definitely need one. Barca is not necessarily the team that does a lot of crazy winter signings. I mean, think about last year, right? We did the worst ones, like Kevin Prince Boateng, that didn't pan out. So hopefully this summer or this winter, people are talking a lot about Rodrigo or Lautaro Martinez, but I think it's pretty evident we're missing having a striker, which, you know, makes me question, like, that is what Griezmann was supposed to do and be, right?
Sure.
So I'm not sure exactly, you know, if Valverde isn't able to utilize Griezmann right and Setien isn't able to utilize him right, it makes you start to wonder, like, well, and, you know, maybe the team is just buying these big signings, these big names, because they sound good and they think they'll make the fans happy. But we need to make sure we're purchasing...
Without thinking where they fit.
Yeah, we need to make sure we're purchasing players with a vision for how they're going to play, how they're going to interact with Messi, and how they're going to help us solve the problems we have.
Sure. What I was going to say was, speaking of your winger issue, if we look at the game, we saw that most of the shots were taken, more than half of the shots were taken down the middle of the pitch, right? That means that our right and left sides were really not doing much, not really making these opportunities. And not only that, but half of these shots were outside the box. 50% of the shots outside the box, which decreases our chance of scoring. When it's down the middle and outside the box, right? Because it's so hard to make the ball position into a perfect spot in those different areas without creating creating a higher percentage opportunity. And that's what we're really seeing with the issue of not having these wingers, right? We're taking these shots outside the box. We're taking these shots down the middle. Makes it so easy for the goalie to stop, right? And there's no point of... taking those shots a lot of the time when these shots are not really being, they're not high percentage shots, I should say.
True.
They're
a big thing I've been saying for a while is, like, we need to figure out how to get Messi the ball in the box, right? Like, right now he has to be the creator, he has to be the goal scorer, he has to shoulder everything, which is, you know, compounding the issue of his bad form. It's turning into quite a mess here where we're not scoring, right? Atletico today drew against Leganes, who we play in the Copa. They're not able to score very much either, and I'm just worried that, you know, we need to figure out a way to break down defenses. We don't have anyone on the wings or really anywhere on the pitch besides Messi who's willing to take on defenders 1v1 and create offense. You know, the defense just sits back. You know, this Valencia side, too, we should say, is not very good. It's not like a normal Valencia side that's, you know, challenging for Europe as heavily as they have in past years. I mean, they just lost to Real Madrid in the Supercopa pretty easily. They played poorly against Mallorca very recently as well. So, you know, it's not like we were playing against a world beater La Liga title challenging team here, and we still weren't able to score. So, oh, we need Dembele use. That's what we need.
That's true. We need the, as you would say, the Ferrari back, right?
Yeah.
But let's move on, okay? So, like you were saying about Leganes, right? Where this game's coming up, I believe, Thursday for the Copa.
Yes, Copa del Rey. It's, the format's changed, so it's only a single elimination. This one's at the Camp Nou, which, you know, should give us a normal...
That's what we think,
bonus.
Though.
Yeah, and, we'll see.
I'm a little worried, dude.
I am as well. What do you think Setien should change coming up for the Copa del Rey game this week?
Okay, don't start Fati, please. If we have Perez, please start Perez. We should have him. He's not gone or anything, but he obviously didn't utilize him in the last game against Valencia. So I would like to see Perez start. Maybe put Griezmann more centered a little bit, and I don't know. Or, you know what? No, scratch that. Have Messi being able to receive the box or the ball in the box with Vidal's help at the beginning of the game. Try to create this offensive start. If we need to sub to create more defense later, so be it. But let's start offensive-minded. Put Vidal in since we're talking about it. Have Perez. He's very offensive-minded.
Yeah, one thing I'm wondering about... Well, yeah, no, Rakitic. I agree with that. I mean, unfortunately, he's just, like, you know, he came into the season not starting. He was a little bit upset. We played him in some games where, you know, we were winning, so we thought maybe he has a spot in this team, but I feel like the last 2 months he's really shown that he's not up for it anymore and not someone we can count on to be a big part of our team. I mean, you know, he fills a role that I feel like our midfield already has, which is like being able to hold on to the ball, right? When Rakitic first came over here in the 2014-15 season, he was so much more dynamic. I think he was a lot quicker back then, and he was so much more looking for, you know, to create offense, and he's just not that same player. So I think you're totally right. Kind of going off your Carlos Perez point, and something I mentioned earlier in the pod is I don't really understand how Setien, like all these rumors are that, you know, Perez might go to Roma. Like, how is it possible that the coach thinks that we can get rid of an offensive front three player like Perez? I don't get it, considering how, you know, thin we are on the bench at that spot.
Yeah, for sure. No idea.
Like you were saying, I want to see see Vidal start in the midfield. I think that's pretty evident.
Sure.
I would like to see maybe Frankie Busquets Vidal to start. Maybe we'll have to use Arthur as like a super sub just to get him back into fitness form and, you know, back in the rhythm of playing more often. But I don't think currently he should be starting every game. I think Vidal is probably the guy that we need. And then I think we need to change the 3-4-3. I just don't think it's working well. Like I was saying earlier, I think it really neuters the offensive output of Alba and Roberto. So I'm looking to see like a 4-3-3. That would be kind of ideal for me. You know, until Dembele's back, like we've been saying this whole pod, that we're not going to have that pace that we need to break down defenses. But maybe Perez will be the solution. Maybe we can have him trying to run and, you know, take on people 1v1 and try and push the ball forward.
Well, I think the one thing is, and I'm glad you reminded me, was with the 4-3, the lineup that we've been playing. We need Roberto to be connecting with, if he's going to be playing back there, connecting with our right winger, right?
Mm-hmm.
If we're going to have Perez in there, I don't think he operates well if his right back is doing or not being a connecting piece to that puzzle. And so I think we need someone that more offensive-minded formation to bring the ball forward. And that's what I'm hoping to see with Perez and Roberto in this next coming up game against Leganes.
So what's your prediction for the score? Any thoughts? I mean, it's a single-round eliminator. I hope the team shows up. If I had to guess, I'm going to guess like a 2-0 win. Leganes is pretty poor, right?
I was
telling you that when we got the draw, I was wishing that we got like a Segunda Division opponent, but Leganes is probably as close as you can get. They drew Atletico 0-0 today, which, you know, I mean, means they put up a good defensive performance, although at the same time, Atletico hasn't been able to score this whole season very much, except against us in the Supercopa. I don't know if we should be upset about the Supercopa, right? Because in reality, that was the game that got Valverde out.
True.
But yeah, I think it'll be probably like a 2-0. What's your prediction?
Okay. Well, if I consider how I think he's going to line up versus what I want him to line up, I think how I think he's going to line up is going to end up being a... like a 2-1 victory. I don't know if I really think Leganés is going to score, but our defense has been really lacking lately, and so I'm going to give them one at least.
Cool.
So 2-1 will be my prediction.
Well, let's hope we you know, next time we talk to you guys on Thursday or Friday of next week that or of this week that we are ahead in the Copa and you know still fighting for trophies. It's a little bit of a time of True. Testing our fandom, right? You're seeing a lot of criticism of Messi. You're seeing a lot of criticism of Setién already. I think we just need to be patient and see how this season's going to go. You know, I think the big frustrating thing for all of us is that we know these players have the capability to perform better. It just seems like, I don't know, they're not tuned in or they're not being...
Well, let's give Setién, you know, a month, right? Like, we got to give him some time to adjust. We don't want to make too many... very critical comments yet because everybody has their time to adjust and get warmed up and figure things out. And especially a person who's, I don't think he's coached a team at the caliber of Barcelona. Right. So I think there's a little of adjustment period. I do want to say that, you know, aside from that, I want to say that I really hope that Real Madrid doesn't yes. win today or draw.
They're playing a pretty bad team,
because they play in about an hour. Yeah, and we're tied with them at 43 points, I believe. So this could be a bad point if they win. It could be a turning point in the season in La Liga, and our hope is that they do what they've been doing all season, which is mess up when we mess up and drop some points.
Awesome. Well, but with that, I think that's it, guys. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you, guys. We'll see you next week.